Over the past month, cryptocurrencies have been attracting controversy due to several reasons. South Korea have considered banning their citizens from trading cryptocurrencies, while Facebook banned Bitcoin advertisements, and other incidents occurred which forced crypto consumers to reconsider their investments on Bitcoin. I spoke to Adrian Lee, a senior lecturer of the Finance Discipline Group, about whether cryptocurrencies will be impacted by the recent negative PR. At the end of January, Facebook banned all advertisements for cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin. I asked Mr. Lee whether this could impact any interest Facebook users may have in investing with Bitcoins.
Facebook has just banned the ads for cryptocurrencies and binary options on it. So that's just because they're afraid that people will be scammed. That's the official line, that they're afraid that some of these ads are scam ads and they're not actually buying Bitcoin. They might be just giving money away to criminals, basically. So that's not, I wouldn't call that backlash. It's just to avoid people being scammed, their users being scammed.
Okay, and so could the customers end up being dissuaded if they see in big letters, you know, Facebook banning Bitcoin ads? Could this dissuade them from buying Bitcoin through other more official means?
I don't think it. I mean, advertising would always help Bitcoin. The more interest there is, the more people who want to trade in Bitcoin. But if you're a keen enthusiast, then you would not be swayed. You'd already know these official channels through other websites, and then you'd go through these exchanges anyway.
South Korean officials have been deliberating on whether or not cryptocurrency trading should be banned within their country or not. The Justice Minister, Park Sang-ki, attracted controversy when he announced that a ban on cryptocurrency trading was in progress. However, Finance Minister Kim Dong-yong announced later that month no bans or limitations will be put in place. I asked Mr. Lee what could potentially drive an entire government to ban their citizens from trading in cryptocurrency.
So initially, the Korean ban, it wasn't... The main reason was because they were afraid of the speculation in Bitcoin in Korea. The fact that the price in Korean won was a large premium to this US dollar. So that was the main reason. But now they've actually changed their tact. They've said, we're not going to ban it, but we're going to regulate it and say, you must register to use the exchange, and that's to avoid money laundering and other illicit means for transferring your Korean won into Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies.
So do you feel that people would still continue trading through, like South Koreans would still continue trading business as normal for the people that aren't using it for more illicit means?
That's correct. And you can see it from the statistics that the Korean won to US Bitcoin trading is still quite high. So it's still business as usual. It hasn't deterred people from trading Bitcoin in South Korea.
Billionaire Warren Buffett has been an outspoken critic of cryptocurrencies since the beginning of the decade. He said around the middle of January that Bitcoin will have a bad ending. So I asked Mr. Lee whether the people and companies of Silicon Valley have begun turning their back on cryptocurrencies.
If you move against it, then others will trade it. And others will still keep developing Bitcoin and blockchain technology. So that underlying technology is not going away. The investment into it may be reduced should there be a large crash and people sort of realize, oh, maybe it's not that useful, this Bitcoin, the potential of it. So, you know, Warren Buffett is a bricks and mortars type guy. He likes value. And because Bitcoin has no underlying cash flow in it, then of course he'd always say, no, this is it looks like a scam. So do not invest in it.
So in a place like Silicon Valley, where it's basically built on the future of technology, is the fact that all of these companies and all of these billionaires saying maybe it's not such a good idea, do you think that might come back to bite them?
I mean, there's many technologies to invest in, not just blockchain. And also, you don't have to just invest in cryptocurrency. You can invest in blockchain and improve it or some alternative to it. So it doesn't hurt more development in this sort of different way of recording transactions.
So just to clarify, I'm not as familiar with blockchain. Can you just elaborate on what it is?
Sure. So blockchain is what's called a distributed ledger. basically people using the blockchain, say in Bitcoin, they all hold the record of transactions in Bitcoin as a public record. So then this ensures the transactions are all safe and verified because everyone can see them. Whereas usually you have a centralized system to hold a public record, which has risks involved.
And finally, the end of last month saw the most expensive Bitcoin theft in history, with over $500 million worth of the cryptocurrency stolen. I asked Mr. Lee if thefts of this magnitude will be an increasingly common occurrence in the future.
It's happened in the past. For example, Mt. Gox was hacked and it caused its demise. And as long as Bitcoin's very valuable and these exchanges do not keep up their security, then hackers always have incentive to try to steal Bitcoin from them. So just keep in mind that it's not the blockchain technology they're trying to bypass, but it's actually the weakness of the exchange's security websites in storing the passwords to access the wallets.